From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Global chemical weapons inspectors entered the Syrian town of Douma on Tuesday. That's the town where a suspected chemical attack killed dozens of people earlier this month. The U.S. and France are worried, however, that the site may have already been tampered with. The French Foreign Ministry says because the inspection is taking place 10 days after the attack, quote, it is highly likely that evidence and essential elements disappeared from the site, which is completely controlled by the Russian and Syrian army. Russia said Tuesday it did not understand the basis for British and U.S. allegations that it was conducting a global cyber espionage campaign. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters in a conference call that the two countries have not presented any evidence.
Neither our colleagues in the U.S. nor our colleagues in Britain still don't bother to search for any kind, even weak reasoning. So the essence and the unfounded nature of these accusations hasn't changed.
Monday, the United States and Britain announced that Russian government-backed hackers had infected computer routers around the world, targeting government agencies, businesses, and critical infrastructure. At least one protester was killed in a protest Tuesday in the Pakistani city of Karachi. Angry protesters accused police of negligence in the case of the rape and murder of a 6-year-old girl. More than a dozen people were reported injured during the protest, most of them police, who fired guns in the air and attacked protesters with batons. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron warned Tuesday that Europe is splintering into a civil war between democratic and authoritarian states. VOA correspondent Jill Craig reports.
Macron declared that for a Europe faced with authoritarianism, the answer is not democratic authoritarianism, but the authority of democracy. He won election last year against far-right anti-immigration candidate Marine Le Pen and has advanced his pro-Europeanism views in the face of populist leanings elsewhere on the continent. Most lawmakers gave him a standing ovation, but nationalists from Britain, France, and elsewhere sat in silence. Jill Craig, VOA News.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has several important issues to discuss with President Trump during a 2-day visit that began Tuesday. Correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
The visit will be an opportunity for the two leaders to discuss Trump's upcoming summit with North Korea. It'll also serve as a test of whether the fond personal relationship the two leaders forged on the golf course and over meetings and phone calls has chilled over Trump's recent moves, including his failure to exempt Japan from new steel and aluminum tariffs. The visit officially starts this afternoon. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Police fired tear gas at Shiite Muslim protesters Tuesday in the Nigerian capital Abuja during a second day of fights with demonstrators who are demanding the release of their religious leader. The UN Refugee Agency says a sharp increase in intercommunal violence in central Mali has forced about 3,000 people to flee for their lives to Burkina Faso over the past few weeks. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency warns intercommunal violence is on the rise between the Dogon and Payil communities in the Koro area of central Mali. Since February, it says dozens of people have been killed and homes and other property destroyed as clashes between the two groups have increased. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says his agency fears more people will flee as extremist and intercommunal violence escalates. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Starbucks said Tuesday it will close all of its more than 8,000 company-owned U.S. stores on May 29th, to educate its employees about racial bias. The announcement was made days after the arrest of two African-American men who sat in a Starbucks in the northeastern city of Philadelphia. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.